Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, welcome back. We're looking for Bryce Wild. He is supposed to be on the show, and we're going to tell you a little bit about him. Bryce has graduated with a BSc in biopsychology, and he's a clinician and a homeopath. He's going to be talking about the flu, and if we can't get him on the phone, we're going to try to get Julia. Julia, what's her name now? Julia's written a book called Honest Medicine. It's a book about treatments that are effective, time-tested, and inexpensive that doctors don't know about because Big Pharma's not promoting them. We're just trying to line her up on the line. So in a minute or two, we are going to have an interview of some sort for you. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about some of the things that have been, some of the news that's been coming out. Over the last few weeks, a lot of people are concerned about colds and flus, especially because the flu vaccine that is being promoted this year is actually the same as last year, and it has a low, I think it's a 50% success rate, or what they're estimating. So a lot of people are concerned that that they need to do something for their immune system. So, you know, if you're thinking about boosting your immune system, one of the things you might want to do is take some of the products like Echinacea, antiviral, from Natural Factors is a great product. So it's an Echinacea. It also has a combination of herbs like Lomatium and Astragalus in there that really help boost up the immune system. So that's a great thing to take this time of year. Also, vitamin D. A lot of people will try something like cod liver oil that you used to get when you were younger. Cod liver oil was used for decades or centuries, actually, successfully for boosting the immune system throughout the winters. And the reason it does that is because it has vitamin D, it has healthy oils for boosting the immune system, and it has been actually shown to really work. One of the things the ancient Egyptians used to use for boosting the immune system was garlic, and it's starting to make a comeback over the last few couple decades. Garlic is one of those things that really can fight colds and flus. Boost up. One of the things you can do if you get an earache is take a clove of garlic and actually stick it in your ear, peel the skin, take one of the small pieces, put it in your ear, put a little bit of tape over it. And I'm not sure if it's the oil or the excipients that are really making a difference, but it can really help with an infection. So it can really pull out an ear infection out of the ear. Some of the other things that are popular this time of year because of anxiety and stress over the holidays are the fact that, you know, are the B vitamins, are things that are going to help people get over the anxiety of Christmas. So some of the things that really help for that include B vitamins, and we get a lot of customers that are taking B vitamins on a regular basis for anxiety and for stress, and come back and say that they really notice a huge difference. Another product that has really worked well is called EMP, and this is a product that was formulated in southern Alberta and has really helped with bipolar disorders. Again, there's studies on it for anxiety, for autistic children, and it really helps the brain refunction and balance deficiencies that are leading to moodiness or disorders around the brain. I've used it myself on a number of occasions, used it on my children, and found that it really does work well in balancing moods and helping people get through those challenging times. Yeah, so that's the True Hope EMP. Some of the other things that are used for anxiety and stress include GABA, and something even as simple as Rescue Remedy, which is one of the Bach flower combinations that Dr. Bach in England formulated it 50 years ago for helping people with get over emotional disorders. So the Bach flower remedy is one of those ones that you can use in times of shock. If somebody's gone into the hospital and they're really anxious, or if there's been a death in the family, you don't even need to take it internally. You can just wipe it on the skin, and the Bach flower remedies can really make a huge difference in terms of that working that way. Some of the other things that work, for anxiety are really just eating well. You know, making sure that you're not having a lot of sugar, a lot of alcohol in the diet, and even though it is hard to cut back on this time of year, it really can make a difference. I had somebody phone me the other day and say, "Hey, Dave, what can I do for somebody with anxiety?" And the first thing I said to them is, tell them to put away their cell phone and leave it alone for a while, because these phones are going off all the time. You get people putting them beside their bed at night, leaving them on, leaving them plugged in, and they're beeping. They got the feeds coming in from the social media. So whether it's Facebook or Twitter, Snapchat, their friends are telling them how great of a time they're having, and they're sitting there in their house. Maybe they haven't eaten well, and everybody, the whole world seems to be telling them how things are going better for them than they are for the person that has the phone. So get rid of the cell phones, put them down, go out for a walk in a park, and a lot of people find that their anxiety levels go down. We're going to take a quick break. We're still trying to find our guests, and we're not sure where they are, but we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more health for you.